weather and fiddles and all that stuff. It's great. Wow. Thanks. Thanks a lot. Thanks, Casey. Thanks to Galavan Center and all the tech folks who are making this stuff easy to deal with. Yeah. All right. Well, we're happy to be here. We are the Republic of Strings. And of course, the Republic of Strings is an imaginary country whose imaginary borders extend through and beyond all other imaginary borders, extending out through the inner planets and through the asteroid belt. We're working on the outer planets. We're going to get Jupiter annexed pretty soon. In the meantime, welcome, and you're all welcome as citizens of the Republic of Strings. You don't have to play a string instrument, you just have to be interested. No royalty oaths. Okay. So, also have to speak up. Name of our recent recording public. Kind of a nice idea, we're gonna stick with it. That was a tune that takes about as long to play as it does to melt a tea kettle, a sort of commemorative piece. And I don't know if you've ever had that experience, putting the tea water on to boil and then go off and, you know, clean the bathroom or, you know, get your email or something like that, come back 3 hours later. There's a big pile of molten metal on the stove and a big hole in the ceiling. But I myself am on my 7th tea kettle, and so I thought it was worth writing a tune about. It's called Melt the Tea Kettle. We're going to go right on. This brand new tune that was written by our illustrious guitarist Supreme, who is also the editor of Acoustic Guitar Magazine. Direct all your letters to this fellow over here on your right. He's one of the most imitated guitarists that I know of, and that's why I got the original and blank here, as Casey said, Mr. Scott Nygaard, the one and only. And he wrote this piece of music, and it's just perfect for this band, and so we're going to play it. So it's called the When You Go, When You Go tune.